broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We are here Wednesday night. It's a little cold for me.
Woo, got chilly this week.
Wind's blowing about 50 miles an hour. All my mums have tipped over.
They're done. They're laying on the ground.
Yep.
Mine are too. They're rolling down the street.
Maybe you need to put rocks in the bottom of your mums.
I just paid like $60 to the cheerleaders. They sold the mums.
Yep. But they didn't put rocks in the bottom of them to keep them from tipping over?
That was a bad $60.
All right, well, just because they tipped over.
When'd you get them?
You just go out tomorrow morning and set them back up?
3 weeks. How long does the mums last?
Forever.
Week and a half.
No. They'll go probably 3 months.
You got mums at your place?
No, not yet. I probably won't. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Are you tight ass or what? Didn't support the...
Well, I didn't know anything about it, for one.
Let's go.
You buy any, Ben?
No, but my wife can kill a poinsettia in about 3 days.
Is she awesome at that, too?
My wife can't either.
3 days.
She will not water anything.
Mm. Well, even I usually overwater them and I kill them. So, this year I didn't go buy a whole bunch of plants. Usually I kill $300 worth of plants every spring.
Nice. I seen you working on your garden the other day, or your flower bed.
I was just moving some of the flocks.
Moving around.
Splitting it up a little bit.
Looks nice. Good job.
Well, it'll get there. In spring, it'll be really nice when the phlox and the tulips are all there.
First of all, just hook up the water to Casey's.
Yeah.
Then you water your house.
That'd be great.
You water anything.
What'd you forget?
Well, for...
What'd he forget? He's unbelievable.
I gave him a coat.
Coat? Phone? What?
Got it.
Unbelievable.
He's a record, ain't he?
He's a record.
Hey, we got the commissioner of the MAC, Mr. Ben Kramer, here tonight. Ben, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
I'm glad you could make
it. Good to see you, buddy.
Yep. You take over from a long line of commissioners who have blessed this studio before.
Yeah.
Don Kemper.
Yep.
Rob Hemgarten, and now Benny.
Yeah, long line of good guys.
Good guys.
Big shoes to fill.
You do have big shoes to fill. My grandsons are listening. So they, when I told them Benny was on.
They like Benny.
Benny never throws his flag.
tell the story about your grandson getting a haircut the other week, going to religion.
Oh, my God. Did you hear about this?
Tell the story.
Goes over to get his haircut, say Henry. Luke,
yep.
Yeah, so he's talking about the game, Fort Covers game.
Yep.
What game was it?
Henry game.
Yeah, St. Henry game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right in front of it. Benny missed a hold. So he's telling.
A hold? There's 20 of them.
Yeah, but.
Well, at least according to my
Lane
announcers.
And Will seen this one. they let the barber know Benny screwed that
missed that one up.
Ain't that something?
Weren't they going to religion and they were going to pray to God that Benny Kramer learns to throw his damn flag.
Yeah. Get that flag out of there.
I got a chuckle out of it.
You know, you've been and you, out there, you was talking to Mike Medler, and Mike's a longtime referee, and he said he did varsity basketball for 30 years.
30 years, yeah.
And you was telling us that this is 28?
It's something like that, 28 or 29. I started when I was 18.
Yep.
And I'll be 46 this spring, so I guess I could do the math.
So when you look back at first started refereeing, and you know, you're 18, and was there a crunch for referees back then too?
Well, I think there always is around here because we live in a rural area. It's not metropolitan Columbus or Cincinnati or Dayton, so around here it was. And the way I got to start was Phil Schumann was the commissioner back then.
Yeah.
And I was outside working on the farm one day, and Phil just drove by, stopped in, and said, hey, you're going to get your basketball license this year. You're going to referee JV basketball for me. And at that time, Phil had the Shelby County League, the Putnam County League, and the MAC. So yeah. Phil needed warm bodies.
Yeah.
And that's what I was good for, a warm body.
Yeah. And did you, like in high school, did you play basketball?
I did up until I was a junior. And then the class behind me at Salina grad. Many people don't know that. They just
I didn't know that either.
Many people assume I'm a Marion local graduate, but I'm a Salina graduate. I grew up on State Route 219, south side of the lake.
Yep.
Drove into Salina. The group of basketball players underneath me, Kyle Dingledine, Kirk Grimes, Eric Beckstead, AJ Shell, those kids finished. They won the AP poll in Division One.
Yeah.
Very talented class.
They were really good.
They were really good. They were a lot better than I was. So I played up until I was like a junior, and went by the wayside and gave it a.
But always was a sports nut.
Yeah, I mean, I played them all, football, basketball, as long as I could, and track and stuff in the spring.
Yeah,
you know,
good deal.
Yeah,
you so you start refereeing, you get your first varsity games after a few years. How old?
Well, since you bring it up, Barb Sotbein, first person to give me my first varsity basketball game.
Yeah.
At that time, you had to do JV for 2 years.
Yeah.
And after, I remember this, the second I did my 2 years of JV, and I can remember Barb, back then it was paper pen contracts, none of this online stuff. Yeah. And when the ADs wanted you, most of the time they picked up the phone and they called you. Barb stopped by and called the landline at home.
That's been a while.
Barb called. And I was so far south, east in Mercer County, long distance phone call for Barb from Fort Recovery. Mm. And she called up and said, "Ben, Ben, come on, we want you to do." And first varsity game came from Barb Sotbein.
Is that right?
Tremendous. Yep.
I'll be darned.
And you've been screwing us ever since.
Can't argue.
It is. It is fun too.
I love coming here though.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, you have
it doesn't matter.
Barry, Oren, those guys who connect with the fans. Everybody knows.
Yep.
They know you're going to referee the game the way you're going. You're not going to worry about getting screwed or anything like that.
Well,
because you don't. That's just how it is.
It's about building relationships.
Yeah.
You don't stay in it for that long without building relationships at different places. You're not going to get them all right. Most the coaches all know that.
Yeah.
But if you're any good at all, the coaches will cut you a break because they figure, hey, you may miss one, but you're not going to miss 2, 3, 4 in a row.
Yeah.
So the coaches that we have in the league are pretty good, and they get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
do you, you talked about 2 years before you got to do it. How about now? I mean, we're pretty weak right now. We ain't got a lot of people. And it seems like the referees are getting older. I mean, these guys still doing it. That's awesome that they still do it.
But it's a problem. You're right. The OHSAA, the NFHS, they do studies about median age, and they put that out there. And our median age, it continues to increase. Baseball and softball, the highest.
Yeah.
Average age of official, but basketball, not far behind, and it's an issue.
Yeah.
We need to get, and the problem isn't getting new people into officiating. The problem is retention. So in other words, they may try it for a year or two. Right now, it is easier. It's easier than ever to get an officiating license. You go online. And for all practical matters, you go online, you probably don't learn as much as you should. Mm-hmm. And then really you go out on the court and it's like baptism by fire. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason for the 2 year probationary. Well, it's not a probationary period, but 2 years, you're a class two.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do varsity games. After the second year, you can take this upgrade test, not difficult. You can become a class one, and away you go. But in the Midwest Athletic Conference, we're fortunate enough that our play is competitive enough that we have people from outside the area that want to come in and work our games. And so we have the liberty of getting some guys that'll come from further away. So our quality is, frankly, it's a lot better than most other rural areas.
Yeah.
Okay, but you still got to remember, we're out here in West Central Ohio, rural Ohio. You know, there's to come on a Monday, Tuesday, or a Thursday night during the work week. You know, you're not going to get them from. Yeah. You know, you're just not going to bring them in from. You know, from far away.
Yeah. Right. But you also have, I mean, even like a referee like you, isn't it funner to do when it's a packed house or not? Oh. Would you rather have an empty house and just do my thing and get the heck out of there, grab my check and go? But when you're into those, I mean, that's got to be a great atmosphere. Neat,
sure,
neat for you guys too.
Sure, yeah. You want the. I mean, if you don't want it, then you're probably probably barking up the wrong tree. Yep. If you don't want, yeah. You know those old double decker gyms like Fort Recovery, St. Henry. You know the fans are right there. Yeah. Those are the fun ones.
Oh man.
You know, right now, Delphi St. John's. Oh. You know, is there another MAC school from down here that enjoys going up and playing against the Blue Jays? And there's a reason for that. You know, I mean, that atmosphere is tremendous. It's great. I know over at Marion Local right now, they're in the process of building a new gym, and one of the things they thought about is don't build it too big.
Yeah.
Don't destroy the atmosphere.
Yeah, you still want that atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, that was one of their, you know, some thought went into that. So,
yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk to Ben about more about his bringing up and how he became the commissioner of the MAC. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at wayneiga.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 4th, and that means the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and drive-through carryouts will also be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and a drink. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. Tickets can be purchased at the door. The dinners are only $10 each, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. That's the annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November 4th at the Trinity Lutheran Church at the corner of Wayne Street and State Route 49.
When's the Christmas gala show?
When is it?
Yep.
You're on up. December 9th?
10th.
10th? December 10th?
December 10th.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
Next Tuesday is the Trinity Spaghetti.
Yeah.
And I have not missed one since I was...
Not next Tuesday.
2 weeks.
Yep.
2 weeks. Yep. 2 weeks. November 4th.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be here.
You ain't going to be here?
Where are you going?
Branson, Missouri.
Branson. Oh, baby. Can listen to Pat Boone sing?
Pat Boone?
Or no, whoever's there. I don't know who's there anymore.
Who is the blonde-haired? Barbara Mandrell?
Oh,
Barbara Mandrell?
Yep.
Yeah, that's big, ain't it?
The Mandrell sisters.
Deepest angle in a double.
My brother.
Head.
Hey, that's pretty good.
That's bad.
My brother Bill went and said it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Luke went. He loved it.
Good luck. I'll let you know when I think of it.
Well, you'll see some good shows and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And you can even buy touristy stuff, bring his stuff back.
You know how far it is to Branson, Missouri?
38 miles.
9 hours.
That's a guess. Nine hours.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Eric Krieg took his kids there
that's right,
a couple of months ago.
To Branson?
Yes.
Branson.
9 hours.
I'm out. Would you go anywhere on vacation this summer?
No.
Nope.
What?
I know.
I don't get it.
You don't want to go. Let's go.
You know what we do with our kids?
Kings Island.
I shouldn't admit this. We've got
fair.
We've got a sophomore. We've got a sophomore. We've got a seventh grader, and we've got a third grader. And for about the last 4 or 5 years in a row, we bring them to country concert all 3 days.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Dude, really?
Actually, yep. Some neat stuff.
What do they think about it? Awesome or terrible? Or
they love it.
You got a camper?
Huh?
You drive back and forth or you camp?
No, we get picked up.
You go every day driving with your
kids. I don't drive.
Well, I didn't figure you'd be. You got somebody who...
We get dropped off and picked up.
The country concert.
Kids love it.
Yeah, kids love it. Is there any other kids there?
Like their age?
Yeah.
A handful.
But not very many.
Someday, my daughter's going to... Well... She may, you know, someday...
She's going to sing there.
No. Well, I doubt that. Someday my daughter's going to look at me and she's going to say, Dad. You know, she's going to be like 18, 19. What? I want to go to country concert. And I'm going to say, absolutely. You can go to country concert. And I'm going with you.
You drug her there all these years.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Well, yeah. So... Yeah, we're looking. We've got to go. I've got to bring them someplace this year on vacation. We farm and stuff, and we just don't get away in the summer like we should. And a few years ago, we went to Florida. Fred and Mary's anniversary went down there. Went to Destin. Loved it. Yep. They loved it.
I've never been to Destin.
I've been there.
Very family friendly.
Yeah.
Very very family friendly.
Busy.
Yeah.
I'm crazy busy.
Next year we're doing the Disney.
Oh, yeah.
I need some money. Neil, you got any?
I got 48 cents.
48?
That's not bad. That'll get you every little bit. Every little bit helps old Bobby.
Did you hear the part of Rocker's rant where he was ranting about apparently there's single men going to Disney every day?
Really?
And he thinks that's some sort of
we're going to send Rocker. We're sending Rocker.
Rocker's going to Disney.
Start a GoFundMe for the Rock.
For the Rock.
Hey, nice win by the Lady Indians last night, and they move on to the district.
Sir. That's awesome.
Beating Northeastern, two kind of lopsided.
Pretty quickly.
Or three lopsided Indian victories. And now it's Saturday.
Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kettering Fairmont.
So is that Trent?
Yes, that is Trent Arena.
Is that Trent Arena?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody was one of the volleyball officials last night was telling me that they, where we used to, when we played back when Cody and those guys graduated, they have a brand new gym since then.
Really?
That's what he said.
Nice.
That's what he said. The officials told me that.
I think that guy's drunk.
Well, he might be. I don't know. He did a very good job of officiating volleyball. But
good. How easy? That's the easiest game.
For the most part, it is.
You stand on that ladder.
First of all, everybody out in the stands don't know what.
No, I think that was a double hit. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they don't know nothing.
But they changed the double hit. Huh?
Lift.
Yeah, had to be a lift.
Had to be a lift.
Do you need any MAC volleyball refs? Me and Fee's got next year.
We'll do her.
Sure. Absolutely. You're in.
You're going to be a flag guy or a
we want net Bremen guy? And
you want cold water. You want Bremen cold water next year?
Yeah.
Put us in. Is that, put you in?
Yeah.
Bremen cold water?
You imagine Diana Kramer and...
What are those two doing here?
When me and you walk out, butt cracks hanging out.
I think those two would handle it well.
Yeah.
I think they would handle it well.
Ben, come here.
Neither one of us could climb the ladder and get out on up.
I may not have a job the next morning.
You know, it is unbelievable. You look at that district last night at Ottenville.
That's some good ball.
That is unbelievable. You catch hell for that.
Catch hell for what?
I mean, I know, but like people just go crazy that there's
Why
nothing
are all
we
those
can
good
do.
Teams playing?
You mean they're all, if you want, I spent hours on the phone last spring with Northwest District Board members trying to get these districts opened up so we would not face one another, you know, in an 8-team sectional. And there was a compromise made this year. It was in the Northwest. It was opened up a bit.
Is that right?
Yeah, you'll see. For example, St. Henry's going south.
Yeah, that'll be an
okay.
Original, right?
St. Henry's going south. New Bremen and Parkway beat Coldwater.
Yep.
Correct. Okay. Those two districts or those two sides of the bracket, they would not meet up until the regional.
Okay.
That's a little better, at least. Yeah.
So basically...
You hate to be taking one MAC school out of that district.
Yeah, because in the past, there's been four teams playing in two games.
Correct.
And every single one of them could win the state championship.
Yeah.
And three of them don't get a chance to get out.
Yep.
They win one match and then they're done.
Well, then that's I think I misspoke earlier. I called it an 8-team sectional, but yeah, the 8-team district. So our 8 teams are still grouped together, so to speak. However, now they get that. Well, they're not all 8 aren't all grouped together. New Bremen, Minster. In a different group, but now they've got some options. And the Northwest District Board, they I give them credit.
Yeah.
They listened. They heard. It was, I would call it a step in the right direction. And as a result, we're going to get some teams that are going to have an opportunity to go a little bit further down the tournament trail, but you still got to win the games.
Yeah.
You still got to win the games.
Yeah.
You know, there's a million topics that we could talk about tonight. And, you know, we're going to touch base about the NIL. You become the commissioner this year. Well, last year.
Last year.
Right.
Well, this summer.
Yeah.
So,
Marion Local plays for sales. And Marion Local has a 70-game win streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a play where... And I'm not going to ask you to, you know, you've been a referee. We've talked about this a couple other times. And, it's just one of those deals. And you talk about some fans that went crazy. But you told me you would not believe how class both those coaches were about the whole thing.
Here's what I'm, everybody saw what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody probably feels worse than the gentleman that it happened to, except the coaching staff and the kids from Versailles. And what I'll say is that it was addressed. It's unfortunate, when you're in this position, assigning commissioner, whatever. Your goal is you always want the kids to determine the outcomes of these games on the field and on the courts. You don't want any outside influences to interject on that. And you know, unfortunately, we know what happened. It was unfortunate. But things were addressed and it was handled well by all the parties involved.
Yeah.
So there was about 3 minutes left, right? Somewhere in that.
Yeah.
Over 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So let's say Marion would have had to give up the ball. Their defense could have gotten the ball back.
Well, I mean, yeah, we could go into the what ifs and all that.
So now if there's 10 seconds left,
there were also, you know, 3.5 quarters of football played before that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, so.
Yeah. But so, I think maybe it was Bob that said about the maybe the St. Henry Marion game that, well, Marion won because they don't know how to lose. it was probably inevitable. They were going
to
win
You talk to Senator people, they're like, I have no idea how we didn't win that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. They just don't know how to lose. And it's great, you know, that kind of popped in my head with that Versailles thing. They just, they were going to win that game. They just don't know how to lose.
Yeah,
they just they just go and win. Yeah. And almost no matter what the time and the score is, they're just going to go get it. It just, so with maybe not plenty of time, but a decent amount of time left, you know, they had time to get the ball back and score. So
yeah, that's right. You're right, Neil. You are the
optimist.
You're logic. You're Mr. Logic.
Mr. Logic.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Benny, do you have a lot of people call you at during seasons? Hey, this game was terrible. You
know? Not so much, no.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. It's.
Would you like to give your number out so we can all call?
The comments from the coaches and the administrators are not many. There are some, and like I'll tell you guys the same thing I tell them in our meetings. If there's issues that need addressed, they will be addressed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to make any promises about how things get handled and so forth, but things, I mean, I take this seriously.
Yeah.
And when issues need addressed, they will be addressed.
In a big play, I'm sure you know there was a big call or something. Is that something that you do talk to the guy and say, okay, what happened?
Well, so the first thing I do is I go to, you know, you guys are familiar with Huddle, right?
Yeah.
Well, you guys might be familiar with Huddle, like you pay the subscription, you walk at home, or you watch at home. I have the Huddle subscription that the coaches get. So I sit and I watch game film.
Yeah.
And if there's a complaint, you know, there's right ways to handle this. And the first step is, you know, I want to see the game film.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, plays, basketball, football, whatever sport. It's like, well, I'm not going to say a word until I see the game film.
Right.
You know, so. Yeah.
And you don't want to scare the kids out. If somebody makes a mistake, you can tell them then, you know, hey, you were in the wrong position there. You know, you can try to do this and they can learn from it.
Sure. And that's, you know, and a lot about it is, you know, if our administrators, our coaches, you know, they realize that judgment errors will occur. But it's some of the things that we can control, you know, the professionalism, how we talk to people, how we treat coaches. That's the stuff that those are all things that we can control.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff that we need to be right on all the time.
Next question. When you look at yourself, are you a better, do you know more about basketball officiating or football refereeing? When you look at your Ben Kramer, what are you more comfortable?
I would say that basketball.
Basketball,
yeah. And because there's 22 kids out on a football field, and I don't know if the common fan realizes how fast some of that stuff can happen out on a football field. Yeah. I do some college football, and I think on TV we look and we say, "Oh, targeting! Oh, that's targeting! That's how can you miss that?" I'm telling you, when you see those Division I athletes that you're watching on Saturday afternoon, it happens so fast.
Yeah.
It happens so fast, and even at these competitive high school games, the stuff on the field happens so fast that it can be. Yeah, basketball, the proximity's different. You're much closer. It's all about angles. If you've been around long enough, you know where you have to be mechanically on the floor. You can get yourself in a good position. And if you get yourself in a good position, the rest is really very easy.
Yeah.
Very easy.
So, Benny, you probably played when we used to just have two officials. Or you always been with the three?
For varsity basketball, I've always been with the three.
Three.
Yeah.
Things better with two or three?
You get a better game with three.
Yeah,
I know the argument for two.
Yeah, but the game's changed so much.
Yeah,
the kid,
kids are so athletic.
Freaks. Yes, yeah. Yes. The kids are they're bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah,
yes. Sounds cliche, but yes, they are.
They are.
Yeah. You know, at the style of the game is a little bit different now than it used to be. Although sometimes, you know, it's not, you know, it may not be as fast as we want it to be or and so forth. But,
yeah.
You know.
So you are now the commissioner. When Rob was the commissioner, you was in charge of assigning the officials.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you look at, as you get into your role as commissioner, do you want to get somebody to be the assigner? Or is that that's your cup of tea. I mean, you have a great relationship with so many of the people, and that's probably, you know, something that you really enjoy. Because, I mean, me and you went up and won, I think you did one of our games, and we come back.
Upper Scioto Valley.
You know, your phone's ringing off the hook. I've got, you know, and it's just, it's kind of a neat deal where you know
I have people,
about every, your connections.
I have people that help me assign a bit. So I've got people that I lean on for that. You know, this assigner job, first of all, it would have never happened if Josh Clooney wouldn't have found a different administrative role over at Minster. Josh Clooney, great guy, former athletic director at Minster. Yep. He moves on, different administrative role, in a different place of work. And Minster hires a great person, Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
And you can't have an athletic director in the league be the commissioner as well. So that's how it happened.
Yeah.
And it was not something that I did not seek this out. I can tell you that because things were going very, very,
very
well.
Good.
Rob was the commissioner. I was the assigner and things were going just fine.
Yeah.
But I kind of, you know, it just happened.
So do you have, as you look in the future, there's the old saying is, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Do you see anything as far as a goal? Like, what would be your 5 years down the road? Or is there anything that you thought about long-term as far as the MAC in that position?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, you're right. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And I certainly do not want to reinvent the wheel. Yeah. Why would you come? You would be foolish to walk into a conference that has got, I think, 152 state titles and think that your ideas are
you can't say that you can do better than Phil Schumann and Digger Don and Rob.
Digger sucked.
But he was fun.
Yeah,
but
he was horrible.
But so you know,
Digger's great.
You know, and
these guys are joking.
You know, if you had some ideas, all you had to do is run it past them, and they, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Have I thought about issues that could come up in the future in our league? Absolutely. Have I thought about things that may need to be addressed in the future? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Am I going to, like, discuss those on air?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Huh?
No, because
how about
just,
if we act like the microphones aren't on?
Not a chance.
Oh.
Not a chance. And you know, I, there's... just certain things that are appropriate to talk about, yeah, and certain things that aren't. And but yeah, I mean, there's issues that may arise in the future in the league. And I mean, you know, yeah, you got to. I mean, those athletic directors that we have in the league, they're pretty sharp people.
Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty good, so really good.
So, do you see that Mac? So, I look at the Mac as like the Big Ten of small schools. So, do you see us expanded? Could you see a day where we have two divisions in the Mac?
I would rule nothing out.
Yeah.
You know, in today's world, if you look around, you see all of these schools jumping conferences. I mean, you see schools creating new conferences so they can get rid of schools that they don't want to play anymore. Okay. Now, we are very fortunate that the relationship amongst all our schools is so good. I can tell you that we go sit in these executive meetings, and there is, I mean, it's like being in there with a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, they get along so well. The athletic directors have the common good of the league. Really, I think that they really put that at the top. Maybe even more so than maybe what may be in the best interest of their individual school.
Yeah.
So we got some really good athletic directors. But yeah, I mean, expansion and stuff like that, could that happen down the road? I mean, yeah, it could, but, you know, situations change at school districts. And when that happens, that'll be addressed.
Yeah. Swimming need be the next MAC sport?
I don't. Well, what do the bylaws say? I think we need 7 to make it a MAC sport.
Yeah, we got 6.
We need 7 to make it a MAC sport.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I would. Let me think here. I would. I mean, not to discount any other, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Swimming, I believe.
Mm-hmm. We need a bigger pool, Neil. Give us the money.
I could split up that 48 cents that I had earlier.
24.
It's a start.
Here we go.
It is a start.
There we go.
All right. Hey, let's take one more break. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock. We'll come back one more segment with Benny. Sports Talk presented by
The Wayne Idea.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this weekend on the Hometown Huddle, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the Tribe 107.3 FM. Friday, it's going to be the last football game of the regular season as our Indians host the Minster Wildcats. Our Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 6:40. It will also be senior night for our football team and cheerleaders. Our Lady Indians won on Tuesday, and now they'll play this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at Kettering Fairmont in the district final match against the Houston Wildcats. Football at home on Friday night, volleyball at Kettering on Saturday morning. So get out to these games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
What's this?
Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
Used to be a Marlboro commercial.
Magnificent Seven, was that Telly Savalas?
Yep. Yule Brenner.
Oh.
A different bald guy.
Yeah. Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yep.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We're talking with the commissioner of the MEC and all-around good dude, Ben Kramer.
Benny.
So let's go back to Ben Kramer, okay? Because, you know, we don't get a chance to people.
Nobody wants to hear about
this. They do. Yeah. Because this is an interesting. You went to school in Salina.
Mm-hmm.
You are the mayor of Chickasaw.
Dogs.
You're the mayor of Chickasaw.
Correct.
You teach in New Bremen.
Yes.
Well, I don't get it.
I got you all over the
place. I mean, you're unbelievable. First of all, I admire, okay, and I admire a guy who like, you came to Chickasaw, you fell in love with the little community, you and Digger's the same way.
Yep.
And next thing you know, you're the damn mayor, and that is one job that you absolutely love.
I do. I think I started on the town council in like 2000 and I don't know, 8, something like that. And then the mayor we had moved to Columbus, and those village council guys just kind of looked at me and said, ha ha.
Next up.
Yeah, and I like it, though. I mean, I guess it's the same reason I do the, like the commissioner. I mean, it takes people that care.
Yeah.
And believe me, if somebody else ever came along and they said, hey, I think I'm going on, like, this is the second term, and at the end of this one, I'll look at those 6 village council guys, and I'm like, what do you think? You know, I mean,
yeah. Who's that?
Have you had enough or not?
Water. Bring your own water?
White Lightning.
Whiskey.
Why do you bring my own water?
Well, you might just drink it out of the fridge.
I don't want to throw away plastic bottles. I use this. Tap water. It's just fine. Nothing wrong with tap
water. Oh, it's chewing you out.
I grew up
he's
on
the owner.
Water.
I grew up on brown water.
Well water.
Oh, it tastes great, but it looks terrible. Don't look at it.
Bad.
Yeah. Mm. So your wife ever want to put you in a headlock?
Why?
I mean, you are the commissioner. You are the mayor.
You're sign up for something else.
If she ever said, Ben, here's how this is going to play out. I'm going to beat crap out of you, and then you're going to go to your meeting.
The commissioner thing, she looked at me and said, no. No, no, no. And then the day that they decided upon it and I accepted, it was like during the middle of the day in the summer. And Rob Himmelgarn still does our website and our social media.
Mm-hmm.
Great website. I mean, I feel it's a great website. I know we can never please everybody.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. But if you compare our Midwest Athletic Conference website to other high school websites, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
But Rob had it up on the social media and the website.
Before you got to tell her.
How do you think that went over?
Yeah, that was good.
I have to read about it on Facebook. I'm like, well.
I was in class, babe.
It was in the middle of the summer. That's what really made her mad.
Oh,
I'll be honest, I thought I'd rather have her read it there and just like give her time to like simmer down.
Simmer a little bit.
And then.
That's good thinking.
I thought it wasn't logical.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd like to think of myself as a practical person.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's good.
I've never professed to be the smartest guy in the room.
Another question, okay? You like Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Pop-Tarts.
See?
I had them when I was... I haven't had a Pop-Tart in forever.
Well, Fee ain't either, but he made himself some yesterday.
Okay, do you put them in the toaster or you just eat them out of... Yeah.
Toaster.
When I was a kid, yeah, cinnamon. Yeah. Cinnamon Pop-Tarts in the toaster.
Yep. So Big Fee goes to get his out yesterday. Check, look at his fingers. Look at this. Look at the blisters. I had to play golf with
him. They're blistered. His fingers are blistered.
I picked the Pop-Tart up and it was on fire.
Why didn't you just let go?
Well, I did, but it was all the gooey part and it stayed on me. I was like, ooh, that hurt.
And we're golfing yesterday in the biggest term of the year. And he's out there with...
I can't hold a club. He's got
blisters and pus flying all over the place. No, thanks, Harold.
I golfed with Harold this summer.
Yeah.
You weren't around, Bubba.
What was it?
Fort Recovery Chamber Golf Outing.
Chamber Golf.
Oh, yeah. Digger and I, two guys from Chickasaw, golfing in the Fort Recovery Chamber Golf Outing.
Yeah. How'd you guys do? Bad.
I mean, I'm terrible.
Are you terrible?
I think we won some.
We got to have a MAC golf tournament.
We do.
Yeah.
We do have an MAC golf tournament.
No, you have a referee.
No, the kids, they go out and they...
No. I'm talking about adults.
Adults?
I agree.
Yes.
Like a great moneymaker.
Midwest Athletic Conference.
Two shifts.
Do you think you know someone that might be willing to organize that?
You know what? There is a guy. That would really be good at it.
By the way, he does a phenomenal job of organizing our golf, our MAC golf matches.
All we got to do is we got to figure out a good cause for it to go to. And we will have 36 teams.
You'll make a fortune.
Yeah, yep. You'll have two shifts.
Yep.
And have Hall Groves. You can't miss.
By the way, since you're talking causes and stuff and I brought it up earlier, I am so impressed by what you guys do, that Fort Recovery Gala and the money, the amount of money you raise and what you guys do over here in this community, that gala. You know, a handful of years ago, our family, we were on the receiving end of some very nice stuff. And I tell you what.
How many years ago was that? Your daughter?
2013, 2014.
Ain't that amazing? Yeah, and now she's a beautiful girl and everything.
Yep, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's a pain in the butt just like any other.
Yeah, that's right.
She's a pain in the butt.
It is like the people other. In this area, and it's not just recovery. And we talk about this all the time. St. Henry, Marion, Coldwater, Portland. Yeah. I mean, it's...
I think Jack said we did last year, I think we had 7 counties that we gave money to.
Yeah, so it is. And it's appreciate the kind words, but it's not us. All we do is going to do this for 3 hours. And
you know what else is fun over here? The wow.
Wow's awesome.
Wow's awesome.
But you know what you guys are doing now? That is, I think, great and genius. Now you're starting to donate to other communities just outside of Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to claim that your organizers realize that the support is just coming in from everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. And now they're giving back. I mean, just super.
Yeah, I see. Yep. Well, how many scholarships did they give?
It was a bunch.
It was like 17.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I think it was more than that, but I think it was 17 schools maybe. Yeah.
It is.
Some of them got more than. Yeah.
And I see they're out of paper copies now.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, hard copies are gone.
And there's like 3,000 tickets left.
I've always said this, I've told friends this. Only Fort Recovery can pull off the wow.
You hear that a lot.
Only Fort Recovery.
It was unbelievable.
You know, it just seems to, and I may get myself in trouble for saying this, but I can think of a lot of other places. You know, anybody could do it, but it's like a lot of other places would think of 20 reasons why they can't.
Yeah.
And it seems like over here, they're just like, nah, we're doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know. And
they get a great committee, too, man. Yeah. They get a lot of people that volunteer.
And did you see, like, 2 weeks ago, they paid off the loan?
Yeah,
for the park.
Yeah.
Now, new lights for the football stadium.
Football's next, yep.
That's what I'm hearing. So.
Needed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Needed.
Yeah. We need to put that.
It's dark.
Yep.
Because you'd have pulled that flag out if you could have seen.
If I could have seen.
Now we know.
I thought the kid was just on skates.
Yep.
But.
I take back everything I said.
Hey, what did I just. I went on Huddle. I popped that up and I looked on Huddle and I'm like,
we have a huge game Friday
and we do.
Looking at the playoffs now, that Drew Pastore says we're in 73%.
Yeah.
I don't know how accurate that guy is, but he's pretty good.
He'd like to be 100%, though.
Manchester plays a 7-2 team, Fulton something. And they're in 12th, and we're 13th.
Yeah.
But interesting.
I don't care if you guys, well, I do care if you make the playoffs or not, but regardless if you make the playoffs or not, Fort Recovery football, quite a comeback this year.
Yeah, we've said this a million times that, you know, we love Brittany Camp and you know, but
won't meet a better person.
Yeah, right.
No.
But Wes has done a fabulous job with that.
Yeah.
And the kids have just, you know, Anna was a heartbreaker last week. Still crying.
Yeah.
You know, everybody saw, you know, Anna bring Marion Local into double overtime.
Yeah.
Right? So and then the next week, it's like, hey, you looking at the score? Fort Recovery, Anna? But that's the neat thing about the league this year. And I think that we've forgotten a little bit, like I call it the common fan. There's a reason you show up and play the games.
Yeah.
A lot of people just assume, there's a reason.
Not this year.
There's a reason the games are played.
Pretty good parity this year.
Yeah, there is. Absolutely there is. Benny, it's 9:15. I know you got to drive home. We appreciate the hell out of you coming over here.
Absolutely.
And if you ever want to stop back up and during basketball season, we'd love to pick your brain
a little more.
Absolutely.
It's always fun to
a lot of fun.
Talk sports. So anything else you want to add?
No, thanks for having me, and you know, good luck to all the fun time of year coming up here.
Is. Oh yeah, it's
gonna volleyball tournament, football playoffs. It gets fun.
Basketball starting to get bounced around.
If I had my way, I'd like to see us all just keep winning and winning.
You're gonna have a lot of road trips coming up. Do you have a vest?
A vest?
Like Digger's vest, like he was always phenomenal. Digger had a vest every time you'd see him. UD Arena, Schottenstein, there's Digger's vest.
Yeah. Okay, since you bring it up.
You got to get one.
I may or may not have. So there is a local apparel company that has the MAC stitching. And
there you go.
And I don't have, right now I have nothing. Nothing. But I've gone to these football games and volleyball games throughout the fall here. And I'm tired of watching what colors I wear when I leave the house. I mean,
That's tough.
Yeah, and I'm tired of, you know.
And you're just starting.
Yeah.
About that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of that stuff going on. But, Ben, appreciate the hell out of you coming over.
Absolutely, buddy.
We will, I'm sure we'll see you down the road. And we're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
There's a great new event happening in downtown Fort Recovery this fall. It's the Scarecrow Stroll. Local businesses, families, and civic groups have built a couple of dozen unique scarecrows, and they're displayed in our downtown area through Sunday, October 26th. The public is invited to vote for their favorite ones by scanning the QR code on the scarecrow or by using one of the forms available at several of our local businesses. The winners will be announced on October 28th on the Fort Recovery Merchants Facebook page. Head downtown and check out all the awesome scarecrows in Krenning Park and in front of many of our local businesses, then be sure to vote for your favorite one. The Scarecrow Stroll going on downtown through Sunday, October 26th, presented by the Fort Recovery Merchants Association.
Good to bad yet?
So good, though.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
So we got a text this week from Perry Hall.
Perry Hall?
Oh, yep.
Perry said he wants us to come up with a list of Fort Recovery's greats on the football field.
On the football field, yeah.
And he just texted me and said, have we thought about that? Well, that would be a great... We have to do that.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Who is, you know, in position-wise, and I'm sure... who's our best kicker? I would say this kid we got this year.
He's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then... as my announcers keep saying, and I keep forgetting to look, but there's a kid in the sixth grade that goes out and kicks.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Greaseup kid.
Greaseup, yep.
Kid does. Yeah, he's got a cannon for a foot. He's knocking him in from 30.
He's got his own goalpost out there. Like,
is he a sixth grader?
Steiny, how
he's yeah, he said, because the only way I know that is because Darian keeps saying, can't wait till next year when you can play for us.
Who is the girl who led us in with assists last night?
Oh, I don't have the stats. I can look and see. Could have been Easton.
Yes, Easton.
Yeah,
Easton.
Yeah, because yeah. She had to step in for the Ranley girl.
Yeah, yeah. Ranley girl had bursitis. She came in bursitis on crutches and yeah. She
Easton. What's her last name?
That's her last
Easton's
name.
Her
Haley,
last name.
Haley. Haley. I believe.
Haley
yeah.
Easton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never.
She played a bunch last year. She even played some varsity, but she's been playing a lot on the JV. And our JV team's really good.
Yeah.
And they have three freshmen that start on the varsity, and they're still good.
So I'm listening really to Jeffrey good. O last night. Said, Haley Easton.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
who's that?
Who's that?
Must be on her D.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I go to all the games. I've always known who she was. But yeah. But yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
And we have some really good
so
players.
So we got Houston. Houston beats Triad, but last year we played Houston. Houston was pretty good.
Not too bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Not too bad. We'll take a shot at him.
Yeah. Saturday at what time?
10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
And that is at Fairmont High School.
Yep, Kettering Fairmont.
And if we win, we would play next Wednesday, correct?
Yep. And that would be the at Northmont.
Northmont.
Yes. So that's where we played last year. That's
yes.
Yeah.
That's a perfect
great drive. Place.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get there in an hour.
So we're at Fairmont. Then if we win, we play Northmont.
We win Fairmont. We are district champs, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Heading to the regional.
Yep.
Regional that's semifinal.
Awesome.
And
I
don't know. I didn't write down the time. that we'd be playing, and it might not be determined yet either.
Probably not.
Next Wednesday, if we would win Saturday. So on paper, we probably will win, but if we figure we're going to win before we get off the bus, we're not going to win.
Well, we have a big one Friday, that's going to be a fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
Get your butts up there, Indian fans.
We
need everybody. We need them all.
We need everybody to stuff.
Yep, we got it's going to be a beautiful night for football.
Probably senior night, guessing.
Yep. For football and cheerleaders.
And cheerleaders, yeah.
So that'll be good.
And a little pointer for the fans, especially people like me that aren't really sure when to cheer and what to do. Watch the football players. They're going to, when they start saying, come on, let's go, just start making noise.
Making some noise.
She had a thing on, Amy had a thing on Facebook. I showed her when to cheer, when not to cheer.
Yeah.
Be quiet. We have the ball.
Yeah.
Be quiet. We have the ball. Be loud. They got the ball. I love it.
So it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a fun week. Let's go, Indians. Wednesday, Friday night, Minster here at the Barenberge.
Yep.
And Saturday, we're traveling to the district finals, right?
Yep. Yep.
District finals.
District finals Saturday. At Fairmont High School.
Yep. Track. Cross country.
Cross country, yep.
They got all kinds of runners moving on.
They're moving on, too.
Yep. Yeah, they got five individuals, which I couldn't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand how that all works.
And our girls' team.
Yeah. I'm not smart enough to understand that, but they understand it, and I'm rooting for them, and that's all I need to know.
That is exactly right. We got to get her in there. Every year we get her in the season. Awesome. But we want to thank Benny Kramer for stopping up. Ben's always fun to talk to.
He is fun to talk to.
He'll do a great job.
Yep. He'll be a great commissioner.
Oh, yes. Well, he's
got a lot of work.
Yeah, and he's a gift of gab. He loves to talk sports just like we all do. So.
Yep. That's perfect.
All right. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
The owner, operator, and all-around good stick, Neil Spencer. I am Bob Stalker. We will see you, hopefully not next Wednesday.
Maybe, but
we hope not. But
we're hoping not.
If we have to be here, we'll be here, and we'll have folks on and we'll having a good time.
Yep. All right.
See you maybe next week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.